心力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Excuse me, I got lost. I took a bus to City Hall, but I can't find the place.
This is the concert hall, not City Hall. To go there, you should take the bus at Grand Hotel over there.
'Can I help you?
I'm looking for a size 12 dress.
Oh, let me see. An 8, a 10. Ah, you're lucky. I have the prettiest dress here in a 12. Why don't you try it on?
'Do you think you can take care of everything in the office today?
No problem. Just go home and take a rest. If there is anything I feel I cannot handle, I will call you.
'We have a half-day tour, a full-day tour, and an evening tour. Which one would you like?'
'What is the schedule of the half-day tour?'
'It sets out at 8:30 a.m. and returns at 2 p.m.
'Now, what seems to be the trouble, Mrs. Stevens?'
'I've been very dizzy lately, and last night I had some chest pain.'
'Don't worry. Let me have a look.'
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Wow, that was a great match. I really like watching tennis games.
Me too. I think tennis is an exciting sport.
I think so. Do you play tennis, John?
Yes, but not very well. Do you play?
A little. How about a game on Tuesday afternoon?
Sure.
Wow, that was a great match.I really like watching tennis games.
Me too. I think tennis is an exciting sport.
I think so. Do you play tennis, John?
Yes, but not very well. Do you play?
A little. How about a game on Tuesday afternoon?
Sure.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Mrs. White, I'm afraid we have to put you on a strict diet. From now on, you are going to have to stay away from salty food.
Does that mean I can't have any more fast food?
Right. You can't have any fried food or steaks.
What about breakfast food like eggs and sausages?
Those are all bad for you. But you can have porridge...bread, and orange juice.
Well, what about lunch and dinner?
Have a salad for lunch. As for dinner, you can have all the vegetables you want. Fish and chicken are also okay.
What about dessert? Can I still have ice cream?
Yes, but not too much. Mrs. White, I'm afraid we have to put you on a strict diet.From now on, you are going to have to stay away from salty food.
Does that mean I can't have any more fast food?
Right. You can't have any fried food or steaks.
What about breakfast food like eggs and sausages?
Those are all bad for you. But you can have porridge, bread, and orange juice.
Well, what about lunch and dinner?
Have a salad for lunch. As for dinner, you can have all the vegetables you want. Fish and chicken are also okay.
What about dessert? Can I still have ice cream?
Yes, but not too much.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十四四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Nancy. You look worried. What's wrong?
Well, Daniel, have you ever felt nervous on stage?
Sure. Do you remember that play I was in a few years ago? I knew my lines, but I was terrified to have to recite them in front of an audience. As soon as I saw the crowd of people down there, my heart beat so fast that I was unable to say a single word.
That's how I feel just thinking about the spelling competition next week.
I didn't know you made it to the finals.
I'm worried I'll get nervous and freeze on stage. I might forget how to spell everything, even my own name. I don't know what to do.
Nancy, I know that you're not going to forget how to spell your name. I'll help you get through this. I'll go to the school hall with you to practice. Then, I'll teach you an exercise my baseball coach taught me. Believe me, it works.
I feel much better now. Thanks, Daniel.
Hi, Nancy. You look worried. What's wrong?
Well, Daniel, have you ever felt nervous on stage?
Sure. Do you remember that play I was in a few years ago? I knew my lines, but I was terrified to have to recite them in front of an audience. As soon as I saw the crowd of people down there, my heart beat so fast that I was unable to say a single word.
That's how I feel just thinking about the spelling competition next week.
I didn't know you made it to the finals.
I'm worried I'll get nervous and freeze on stage. I might forget how to spell everything, even my own name. I don't know what to do.
Nancy, I know that you're not going to forget how to spell your name. I'll help you get through this. I'll go to the school hall with you to practice. Then, I'll teach you an exercise my baseball coach taught me. Believe me, it works.
I feel much better now. Thanks, Daniel.
听下面一段对话，回答第十五至第十七三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we have invited Professor Stone to talk about the role of elderly people in our society. Welcome to our show, Professor Stone.
To begin with, I'd like to tell a story from my own life. Several years ago, when my grandparents were well into their 80s, they were no longer able to care for themselves very well. My grandfather was afraid of leaving the only home they had known for the past 60 years. The idea of having to sell their home and move into a retirement home was an extremely painful experience for them. Indeed, old age for them and many older Americans can mean not only the possible failure of one's health, but the loss of identity and self-worth.
Yes, it's true. What do you have to say about the problem of old age?
Many experts have given talks here that have focused on the medical care and the development of public services for senior citizens. Today, I'd like to focus my comments on the meaningful roles the elderly can play and should play in our society.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we have invited Professor Stone to talk about the role of elderly people in our society. Welcome to our show, Professor Stone.
To begin with, I'd like to tell a story from my own life. Several years ago, when my grandparents were well into their 80s, they were no longer able to care for themselves very well. My grandfather was afraid of leaving the only home they had known for the past 60 years. The idea of having to sell their home and move into a retirement home was an extremely painful experience for them. Indeed, old age for them and many older Americans can mean not only the possible failure of one's health, but the loss of identity and self-worth.
Yes, it's true. What do you have to say about the problem of old age?
Many experts have given talks here that have focused on the medical care and the development of public services for senior citizens. Today, I'd like to focus my comments on the meaningful roles the elderly can play and should play in our society.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Talking about personal relationships, well, I'd naturally think of my relationship with my mother. Whenever I need help, my mother is always there for me. She often tells me that I can be anyone I want, as long as I'm confident of myself. She sees my talent and pushes me to do the best I possibly can. As I was growing up,We were often on the move. I had to admit that moving so often made me feel lonely, but my mother did everything she could to help me feel happy. In fact, so much traveling was really a good thing because it made us close. I respect my mother so much as she never treats me as a child, but as an equal.She gives me the freedom to make mistakes and to learn from them all. Unlike friendships that can fade or break, I know I'll always be connected to my mother no matter what I face. She is not just a role model, but someone I love. Talking about personal relationships,Well, I'd naturally think of my relationship with my mother. Whenever I need help, my mother is always there for me. She often tells me that I can be anyone I want, as long as I'm confident of myself. She sees my talent and pushes me to do the best I possibly can. As I was growing up, we were often on the move.I had to admit that moving so often made me feel lonely, but my mother did everything she could to help me feel happy. In fact, so much traveling was really a good thing because it made us close. I respect my mother so much as she never treats me as a child, but as an equal.She gives me the freedom to make mistakes and to learn from them all. Unlike friendships that can fade or break, I know I'll always be connected to my mother no matter what I face. She is not just a role model, but someone I love.
第二节到此结束。 现在，你有两分钟的时间。